Teresa Ochoa considers herself lucky. She gets to work with imprisoned kids, some of whom are well on their way to becoming hardened criminals. She's an associate professor of special education at Indiana University and has founded HOPE, a program matching undergraduate college students as mentors with kids serving time in the state's three juvenile correction facilities. Ochoa leads the group of volunteers who strive to teach the kids how to walk and talk in the adult world and hopefully to get jobs that will keep them on the straight and narrow. Ochoa joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week in the studio, Teresa Ochoa. Teresa, thanks for being on Big Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Now, HOPE attempts to get juvenile offenders ready for life after incarceration. Now, how does HOPE work?
The first thing we do is connect a juvenile offender with an undergraduate mentor. Mm-hmm. And so Sarah Swank, who is the juvenile director of the mentoring aspect of HOPE, is the one responsible for recruiting and training and connecting or matching the juvenile to the undergraduate mentor. Then that undergraduate mentor travels to one of the juvenile facilities on a weekly basis, and they work with the juvenile in the facility. They fill out job applications. They explore careers. They talk about life. And the end goal of this mentoring is that the undergraduate mentor serves as a positive role model that the juvenile can emulate.
These kids who are in the facilities, they probably have never thought about these things.
It's really interesting because the majority of them have not, or if they have thought about what they want to be, it tends to be rather unrealistic. So, for example, some of them, when asked, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
They want to be actors and actresses.
Right.
They want to be astronauts. They want to be doctors. So they have big dreams, but the majority of them are unrealistic. And so the idea that when they are released, they're going to be able to find employment is rather vague for them, because they go from having large, unattainable dreams to not being able to do much because they don't know how to fill out a job application.
Right. Is it voluntary for the kids to work with you, or are they made to work with you?
It is completely voluntary. This is where my hope for humanity goes way, way up high. So the undergraduate students who volunteer from IU go down, drive their cars. They get no course credit. They get no hourly payment. In fact, they pay for their own gas. And sometimes they even volunteer to do extra things that need to be done. So they go out of the goodness of their heart. They are committed undergraduates who want to make a positive change in the lives of these kids. Oh, man, you know what?
Yeah.
Sarah Swank. Sarah has been with HOPE from her freshman year. Mm. She graduated 4 years later, and instead of just going to get a job, I don't have funding for this program. She gave me her gap year. My goal is that within 5 years, I will train one undergraduate mentor for every single juvenile who is in confinement. At the count as of a few months ago was 441 students. And so the goal for 5 years is to have 441 undergraduates that will be traveling to wherever those kids
are. Is that a total for the state, 441?
It is.
And there have been success stories.
Lots of success stories, yes.
In other words, getting a job, going to school. I saw one success story where the young woman got married.
Yes.
And was going to college.
Yes. Yes.
That's a success.
That was one of our first success stories. And our most current success story is a young woman who was incarcerated for an extended period of time. So the average incarceration is anywhere from 5 to 6 months for females.
Ah.
She was incarcerated for multiple years. So her crime was significant.
She got into really hot water. And this might be the kind of person where you say, uh-oh, wash our hands.
Absolutely.
This is a loser.
Yes.
Some people might say that.
Yes, absolutely.
You didn't.
I couldn't. I saw that for the kids who stay in confinement the longest, those are the kids who need hope the most,
yeah.
Our services. And so we were patient. And we were persistent in asking for her to join the program. She eventually was given the permission to join the program. What we do is we work closely with the facilities, and when we ask them for referrals, look, we want to be respectful of their criteria for selecting or giving us the students. And so we encourage them to give us their most troubled, the most challenging. But I think that there's always a reservation that they are being matched with undergraduates. And so I think out of the concern for our undergrads, they wanted to give us the kids they thought could benefit the most.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that meant giving us the ones with the lower crimes or the better behaved. And I see that there's benefit in that. But truthfully, if the goal is to match every single kid with their own mentor, then sooner or later, we're going to have to work with any kid.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, we need to provide services for all of them, regardless of our own belief for rehabilitation. In my mind, I don't want to make limitations that could potentially be artificial. We don't know who's going to benefit. But why don't we shoot that everyone is going to have an opportunity to benefit?
Are all the kids who are in juvenile facilities victims of a disorder, quote unquote, or are some of them, again, quote unquote, bad kids?
Here is the good news about the current research on brain development.
Okay.
We don't have enough information to determine whether some kids are just born that way and that's it, that nothing is going to change them.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
we're talking violence and antisocial behavior and so forth.
Correct, correct. The brain of kids is still malleable.
Mm-hmm.
There's still very much the possibility that with the right intervention, all of these callous, unemotional traits, that is the signature characteristic, is still not so solidified that there is no hope for them.
Anybody who wants more information can go to hopementoring.com. Teresa, thanks for being on Big Talk.
Thank you for having me.
This and other episodes of Big Talk are available on WFHB's website at wfhb.org or online at electronpencil.com.